So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So anyway, welcome. It's been a while since we've actually been live and done a podcast, but here we are. Been really busy. Obviously, it's summer, so it's absolutely red hot. I know it's how hot it's been in the UK. It's been ridiculously hot. But here in Spain, it's been about the usual 32, 33 degrees, working out every morning at 9 a.m. in 27 degree heat at CrossFit outside. Is actually quite hard to do. Anyway, so look, I turned 50 last week, and in today's session, I figured we should probably talk about that. Because for a couple of realizations, and the first one obviously is you wake up on your 50th and nothing's really changed, has it? Nothing fundamentally has shifted. Except during my 50th year, it's almost like you're reaching this, not pinnacle, but you're reaching this scorecard. It's like half time, isn't it? And I know it's not half time, it's past half time, potentially, depending on how old we live. But you reach this point and you get to this age of 50, and then you have to look back at what you've accomplished or not accomplished, or where your life is. And actually, one of the things that I'd already decided to do is get fit. So when people go, "What did you get for your birthday?" I go, "I got fit." And and when I say I got fit, you know, I lost 5 kilograms in the last 12 weeks because I knew I was coming up to my 50th and I wanted to lose some weight. I still got another 5 kilograms to lose, but the fat's dropped off. And throughout the 50th year, I figured, well, maybe we should just spend the year working out. Not all day, every day, but certainly every day for an hour. We can go to CrossFit, we can run, we can go to the local gym, we can go swimming, and we can go cycling. And so that's one of the big things that I've decided to do. And so actually, when we talk about time for change, that's one of the huge things. I've made a real commitment to actually getting fit instead of just talking about it and playing basketball on a Thursday morning and not really doing that much and getting out of breath because I'm so unfit, as opposed to getting out of breath because I'm getting fit. Big difference between those two phrases there. And so that's one of the things that we've absolutely changed. And so we're on this journey now for the next 12 months. We've had a good start with this weight loss, and we're actually thinking about just doing a weight loss product. Show people how we did it. You know, we lost 5 kilos in 12 weeks. It's pretty amazing stuff. Utilizing food and working out and cardio and moving weights. And it's been loads of fun. I've really enjoyed it, except for being so bloody warm. 27 degrees at 9 a.m. is a killer. It's really hard. And sometimes cramps because I sweat all the salt. And understanding we need to get electrolytes back in our system. But another big realization is just keep calm. It's like you're turning 50. The worst things that could have possibly happened, there's two types of worst thing that can happen, okay? Separation and losing kids in the first half of your life, and being ill and people dying in the second half of your life. Generally, that's it, I would say, okay? So have we gone through the first half? Have we, had issues getting access to kids as a man in family court? Hell yes. Of course we have. That's just as standard. Such a sexist institution. It's just beyond words. Did we get separated? Yes, we did. 10 years ago. And then did we meet the love of our life, move to Spain, have another kid? Yeah, absolutely. So that's all done. So the worst things that you could think of, they've already happened. Moving forward, the worst things that we can think of are bad health and people dying. And you dying without leaving a legacy for your kids maybe as well. So with the change in fitness, that's absolutely one of the reasons why we're getting fit. I want to live as long as I can. Why would I not spend an hour every day learning to live longer for my life? Am I going to live to 80? Or if I work out every day, will I live to 90 or 95 or 100? Like, I don't know. But I want to edge my bets. And edging my bets means I've got to eat better and I've got to move better. And that will help me live longer. That's the idea. So this idea of keeping calm is usually most of the bad stuff that you think about it as being and gone. And also the other side of it is, you know, we've been close financially to bankruptcy. I don't know anybody who hasn't, you know, especially people who have bought properties and assets and businesses. Boy, we've pulled rabbits out of the hat more times than I care to remember. But here we are, we're still here, fighting the good battle. And obviously Section 24 from property, and now you've got interest rates to cope with. That's a whole new thing. That might send some people bust. But again, it's time to keep calm. The worst things about going bust, go get a job. It's like, you know, so what? You just go get a job. It's like, you know, if you lose all your properties and you lose your businesses and the worst thing happens, that's okay. We can cope with that. We just go get a different job and we turn into normal people for a bit until we get back on our feet. But all that worry has gone, and that's why it's time to keep calm. And so this level of calmness just came over me. It's like losing kryptonite around your neck, because it was like, oh, okay. Yeah, we can cope with this. It's like, okay, we know what we're doing. And then the second half of this, on the time for change, obviously we're keeping fit and making sure that we're as healthy as we can going into our 50s, because you're going to run out of time. If you're 55 and you're overweight and you're not running or cardio or you're not lifting weights, like, which way do you think your health is going to go? Do you think it's going to go up? Or do you think it's going to stay the same? Or do you think it's going to go down? It's going to go down. It's like, which direction do you think it's going in? You ain't getting fitter in your 50s. Unless you're going to make a conscious effort. And that's one of the reasons why we made that conscious effort to get out there and get to the gym. Is it hard? Yes. Do I want to go sometimes? Absolutely not. Do we get injured? Yes. I cracked my back on Monday, so I've not been since Monday, and I decided to take the whole week off. Doing back squats, not even heavy, 55 kilos, nowhere near my heaviest. And I just did something wrong, and I felt it, and I heard it as well. And now I've got a sore back. So now I've got a roller and I have to do exercises. And now I bought a stretching thing so I can stretch, like, you know, train you how to stretch your back and everything else. So this is some of the changes or transitions. As we're getting older, we're not getting younger. Our bodies are not healing. The reason I hurt myself in a back squat is because I'm 50. I'm not 45 or not 40 or not 35. And in 5 years' time, I'll be 55. In 10 years' time, I'll be 60. Do you think that back squat's going to get easier if I don't do it? It's not. And do you think getting out of bed and, you know, putting your shoes on and tying your shoelaces, do you think that's going to get easier going into your 60s and 70s? Or do you think that's going to get harder? It's going to get harder. And the number of people I've spoken to going into their 50s up to 55 that didn't put something in place, and then as they went from 55 to 60, it all went downhill. So you've got to put something in place. The other thing here as well, which is something we're toying with right now, time for change. We've been in property for 23 years and we've had some great times in property and it's served us very, very well. But I am at the stage now I'm 50, I am pig sick of tenants. I'm just kind of done with it. I'm done with properties coming empty, tenants ruining them. Oh, well, I cleaned that property. Shit all over walls. Oh, well, I cleaned it. It's as clean. And it's like, and maybe we're going to actually sell up some of our assets and move that into a different asset class where we're not having to deal with people anymore. And so as we're turning in, as we move into our 50s, we're not turning into 50, we're already 50s, we're moving into our 50s. This next year or two, everything's going to change. Everything is more about having to deal with less tenants, I guess is the easiest way of saying it. And so for the last 23 years, that served us really well. It's, you know, it's given me income when I couldn't work due to being in family court. It's given me income when I was on holiday, sat on the beach. Money drops into the account, pays all your bills. It's wonderful. But also we're at the stage where Section 24, interest rates are rising. Now it's time to sell up, get rid of some of that debt, get mortgage free, keep a couple of properties left just for that cash flow. We already live on a med. Our cost every month is low anyway. We actually don't need that much money to live like kings here in Spain. A couple of grand a month. You know, we've got cars, we've got the beach, we've got paddle surfing. I mean, what else do you need? You go on holiday, where are you going to go? We're going to go to Greece. Why? Well, we want the beach, right? We've got a beach. So it's like, you know, it's one of the hard bits to kind of get your head around living in a really hot climate with our own paddle surfing boards and our kayaks and the beach just next door to us. Where do we go on holiday? So that kind of stuff's quite interesting, really. But from a financial point of view, I don't think that we should stay in this one position. This one place, well, we've done this and we don't want to lose it. And maybe it's time to shake our lives up and just roll the dice and move into something else. Like, we're young enough to be able to do that in our 50s, and we're old enough to have the experience as to what we think is probably going to work compared to someone who's in their late 20s or early 30s or even late 30s or early 40s, we've got all this additional experience. And I think that maybe, you know, treat this like four quarters of the game. You got the age of 50 to 65 and then 65 to 80, okay? Average age is about, what, 82. So we're half time from 35 to 50. That's the second quarter. From 20 to 35, that's Q1. Now we're in Q3, quarter three, third quarter. This is where the Golden State Warriors always play really well. They have a run, do really well. That's our plan. We're going to have a run in our third quarter. From the age of 50 to 65, we're going to do really, really well financially. Better than we've ever done before. And actually, are the properties holding us back? And I think they are. And if we sell half of a portfolio, we use that money to pay down other properties, that'll generate cash flow. That's fine. We have less properties. We don't have to deal with Section 24. We don't have to deal with interest rate rises. All of that is covered, and it kind of gives us a bit more stability. And so that's one of the things that we're doing. So look, I hope that's useful. A nice quick one today because we've got a business meeting at 10:15 at the restaurant just next to the beach. we got to set off for that. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next one, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.